Okay, we began Siman Dalet last week. The rules of Avin Inish Dina Lenafshe, which the most appealing, at least if someone owes you money, it's the most appealing Siman to try to find out what could you do on your own. The problem is that it gets somewhat complicated by the Ramah. The Mechaber is a Mechaya. The Mechaber just brings the Rambam typically. There's no Yeshayimrims. There are sometimes, but most of the time, no Yeshayimrims. And the Mechaber just said, if you see your thing in someone else's hand, you could take it away from him, you hit him over the head. I feel a double shame by Hefsid. So the Mechaber limits it. He says you can only take an item that you see in someone else's hand. But on the other hand, he says you could take it, you can hit him over the head, but with a t'nai. The t'nai is that you'd be able to prove it in Bezdin. And that's what makes the siman very hard, because most of us are frustrated when we don't have proof, when we know something is true, when you lend someone money in good faith, and you don't have a way to prove it, and he's denying it, what do you do now? So we'd like to find some type of a gather of what's mutter to do on your own. Right. So it's not only money, it's betaltlum as well. You loan somebody an item and he's not returning it, it would be the same thing. So it's a situation where we're looking for what we're allowed to do. And that's the goal, to try to see what's certainly mutter. Now, we're going to have things that are definitely mutter and things that are machlaikas. The machlaikas, it's a little bit of a headache sometimes to try to sort it out. So let me begin by repeating the Heter of the Shach in Sefer Tokvei Kayin. The Shach there, primarily in Ois Kuf Yud, and again in Kuf Tezvav, Kuf Tezayin, deals with the fact that you're not allowed to be Avid in Ishtin al-Anavshe unless you're able to prove it in Bez. That's what's said in the last part of the Shulchan Aruch, Hu Shiyochel Avarish Shalai Hu Naitel. If you can prove it, that's not the most frustrating case. So the Shach there held halacha l'maisa that you're allowed to create a migu. Creating a migu means to grab something when there are no witnesses. When you grab something and there are witnesses, say he'll take you to Bezdin, and you're a crook, and you're going to have to pay kefil too. You know, like, what right do you have to grab? So you say, in Chatvi, I grabbed it, didi Chatvi, I grabbed mine. So Bezdin's going to say, prove it's yours. However, the trick is to take it when there are no witnesses who see you taking it. If you take it and there are no witnesses who see you take it, and then he takes you to Bezdin, he says, you grabbed it for me. You say, in Chatvi, I did grab it, didi Chatvi. You never would amigo of Lo Chatavti. You could have said, I didn't grab it, because there are no witnesses. So you create for yourself a migu. You create for yourself a nemonis that didn't exist before you grabbed it. The Shach says that's called Yochel Levara LeBezdin. That's called, I'm allowed to grab it because I can prove it to Bezdin. Even though I can't prove it to Bezdin before I grabbed it, but since by grabbing it in the way that creates this migu allows me to prove it to Bezdin, so Mimela, I'm allowed to grab something that belongs to the other person in such a case. Now, that's a dava bar. That's the Shach's Psak LaHalacha. We'll see a little in the Ksais if it's clear that we pask it that way. However, we will discuss that by alone, there's a separate lav in the Torah, L'Savi Abesei Lavait Avaitai. When he owes you money because he bought something for you and didn't pay, or he's a tenant, he didn't pay rent, or he's an employer, he didn't pay wages. So in all those cases, that's where the Shach is talking. By alone, there's a separate Isser, take something on your own. There's a Siman Tzadik Zayin, there's Hilchos Halva, and it's a clear halacha. It says not only in his house The Torah says lo savi el beisai. Not only beisai, any place that's miyuchet for him, you're not allowed to go and grab something. So halva is slightly different. We'll see in the ksais shortly the little bit of the gedarim. What? Once you get burnt once, afterwards the loan has documentation. But many of us lend money without documentation. I mean, not great amounts of money, but enough money that we'd like it back. A shayel is not a loan. Right, it's hudra be'ene. It's he has to give the item back. So therefore, you'd be allowed to. It's a good question. It depends if you use a chatzi milva, chatzi pekadin, in which case it is a loan. If it's a kulei pekadin form, then it's hilchis pekadin, which the Ksais talks about. Okay, we'll see in a moment. We'll see shortly. But I would think if it's a kulei pekadin type of hetiska, which means there's no loan at all, that you'd be allowed to take it. Okay, let's learn the Ramah. Ramah brings the Machlaikis, the Mordechai, and the Rivash. We learned it a bit last week. Let me give you the background of the Mordechai. The Mordechai is the Machmir here. The Mordechai is going on a Gemara in Brachis Daf Hei. The Gemara in Brachis sees here a contradiction to Avin Inish Dinah L'Nafshei. The Mordechai asks, now we have a rule of an Ishul and Avshay. Look at this Gemara. Gemara says, Rav Huna kifulei arba meya dana dechamra. Rav Huna had 400 barrels of wine, 400 is guzma, many barrels of wine that turned to vinegar. So it was a tremendous hefset. So the Gemara says, the Rabbanan said to him, la'ayin mar b'milei. Look into your ma'isim. You must have done something wrong that from Shemayim they spoiled all your wine. So first he said, I didn't do anything wrong. Then they said to him, Lo yoiv mar shibsho la arise. You have an aris, a sharecropper, in a vineyard. And you divide the grapes. Lo yoiv mar shibsho la arise. When you prune the vines, the pruned vines have value. The cut off vines, I guess they're firewood, I don't know what else they have value as. So he says you didn't split it with your aris. You took the pruned vines, you're gone. You took the vines without splitting with your aris. So that's why this happened to you. Amalei Rav Huna, so Rav Huna said, Mikashavik le midi mine, hokaganav le kule. He said, that aris, he steals everything from me. You know, at the end of the day, you know, he tells you, ask him, how many sales did you do today? You know, he says, oh, there were no sales today. You know, like, what do you mean there were no? He's stealing from me a whole day. I can't keep the vines. So, Amalei, here's a bari. He said, I'm positive, he steals from me all day. Amalei. So, the Chacham said to Rav Huna, Hainu di Amri Yinshi, Basagan de Vaganaiv, Vitama Toim. He says, he's a ganiv, bosa ganiv, ganiv. He's a ganiv, so you're a ganiv. V'tama toim, now you have the taste of ganiva. So, they said to him that, Rashi says, I got him in a ganiv, afu yesh leitam ganiva. So Rav Huna was taken aback. He said, kibil no lai diavni kule. I'm a kabul myself, I'll give him all the vines. So the Gemara says, ika diamri, hodachala vahavachamra. The vinegar turned back to wine. You could yamri yakacholav is not been mechamer. Price of vinegar went up, and he sold it for wine. So a very happy ending. So Mordechai says, "What? Rav Huna was right. Avin inish dinah l'nafshei. What are you talking about? He said that he steals from me. Avin inish dinah l'nafshei. A person's allowed to do a din by himself." Well, how do you do Avin Ish Dinah L'Nafshei? So the Mordechai says that Avin Ish Dinah L'Nafshei is only on a chefetz mavurer. Only if it's the item that belongs to you, that he has. So only ba'isei dover atzmai that he stole from you, you're allowed to take back. Now that's a big chumrah. So if he owes you money for rent, he can't do anything. If he robbed your house, he can't do anything unless you get the item itself back. The din of the of what? The vines. It was Beteiros Liyade. And still the Mordechai holds that it's Aser. So, the question is, two questions. Does everyone agree with the Mordechai? Is there another Teretz? And what do we do with the Mordechai? So, look in the Ramah. He brings, the first parenthesis say Rivash, and the second parenthesis say Mordechai. So he brings two shitas on this. So the Ramah was starting on the second page in your handout on Siman Dalet. See, he brings this dispute, which seems to be a tremendous machlokes. The Ramah says, Yeshayimrim, Dafka b'chayvay mamish. Dafka, he has no rishus to take a mashkin. The mechaber ended, you have no right to take a mashkin. That's only if it's literally alone. Avalim chayiv loy, b'loy hava. If he owes you money, not from a loan. Or she ein sarach lemashkenai kukvar eslei bepikadin. You don't have to go to his house to take any something. You already have something of his in your possession. See, there's no loy sovi abesa. You're not going to him to take it. Oy motzah biyad acher. What will Tzai say? I think motzah biyad acher, the example that I gave you last week, he has his talis in shul. And he has a silver Torah that's worth $1,000. I have no idea how much that Torah costs. But so you want to go to the shul. You're not boiled base. He left it. It's on the table in shul or in the closet in shul. So mutal atay say rivash. The rivash says you're allowed to grab other things. Things that are not the item itself. That's the rivash shita. That's a cooler. The yeshayimrim. It's coming to steal if you want to hit him. It's right to lazika. He wants to break your window. You're allowed to hit him. It means you're allowed to hit him. But otherwise, no. Now this is the chumrah of the Mordechai. And it's brought here as two yeshayimrims in the Shulchan Aruch, which typically we pass like the second shita. And the question is whether what do we do with this chumrah of the Mordechai, which seems to limit the whole din of Avin and Ishtina L'Nafshe. So we have premises that the Mordechai is a very big daichik. The Gemara in the numerous places in Bava Kama Chavsayin Amid Beis says Ovid Ish Dino L'Nafshe doesn't say you could grab only your item back. So I don't know how to say it in a pleasant way, but the Paiskim look to contain the damage from this Mordechai. And this Mordechai effectively ends Ovid Ish Dino L'Nafshe. You can only take a Chefetz Mavurah. And the Sma here in Sivkot and Gimel limits it very much. The Sma says that it's not the Mordechai is Moida, you're allowed to take even not a Chefetz Mavurah. When does he say Chefetz Mavurah? So the Sma says that it's only going on the Heta to hit him. The Sma, if you look in Sma Gimel, three lines, he ended in narrow lines. Mashemasik Ramah Yeshayim Adam Kfaranus Chayim Makam Acheloi Ratzalaymer Osa Lahakaisai Ulitayfsai. It's also to hit him and grab it from him physically. Habraisa now the Metaritz Iri Bitfisa Balayaka, but Tfisa Balayaka that the Mordechai would be made. Because Shali El Shetzarchia Mashemasik Zelishayna Yeshayim Demaykri of the Dinshayka Gan Shemakeu. In the language of the Mordechai, it's not just talking without hitting him. And he's limiting the Mordechai. Now, there's still a problem, because the Mordechai is going on that Gemara, and it doesn't say Rafuna hit him. Where does it say Rafuna hit him? Right? Well, the Sma is very geschmack. He says you could always do Avin Ishtil Anafshay, except by Yamashkin. You could always do it. Ida Mordechai says only Chefetz Mavur. No, he's going on the Heta to hit him. It's only a Chefetz Mavur. But a Chefetz Sheva Mavur, you're allowed to do it without hitting. That's what the Sma says. So what the Achraidim say is that you mechuyev to tell him. Rav Huna had to tell the Oris what he was doing. Mechuyev lahidiyai. So it shouldn't be gan v'gonev tama toim. Gan v'tama toim means you go secretly and you take it. If you go and take it and then you go over to him and say, you know, you owe me money on the old bill, and that's why I took it, so that's not... Gan v'gan of the time. What? You have to tell him before. Let me read to you. I'll read to you the language of the Nesivis. If he tells you not to, you stick out your tongue very far and you say la la la, and you go do it anyway. Okay, you're not mechuyed to stick out your tongue. It's just. All right, so let me tell you, the Nesivis says this, it's interesting. Nesivis wrote a tzavah to his children. Nesivis was a prolific writer. He wrote on everything. Right, the Chavos Das is on Yeridaya, and Nesivis on Chayshu Mishpat, and he wrote even on Agadita, Sefer Emes Liyakov. Nesivis wrote a rather long tzavah to his children, and it's printed in the beginning of his Shuvas Nachlas Yaakov, which is his Shuvas. And there, in Ois Yud Tes of the Tzavah, he writes to his children the following instructions. Listen carefully, because he means this either Mikra, he certainly holds this as a din, whether he's telling his children a Chumrah or an Ikra din, this is what he tells them. He says to his children, in Tovah Liyadchem, by the way, in the Tzavah, he tells his children they have to learn Nach. The Sinus was a Lamdin. And he still tells the children they have to learn Nach. Someone told me he knew his children were Amaratzim, so he said, okay, learn Nach. You know, like, anyway, that's not the Gant, that's just the editorial comment. The language of the Nesivis, now listen carefully. In Tovah Liyadchem Mamein, Kidivreichem, Belo Yediaschem. In other words, if you get somebody else's money comes into your hands, Kidivreichem, and it's something that you know you have a right to. And you didn't grab it. B'liyadascha means you didn't grab it. U'teilacha tfias mamin aleihem. You have a right to take it. So here it is. I know someone owes me money. And what do you know? Somebody delivered, 20 pounds of matzahs. Instead of to his house, they delivered it to my house. So I have 20 pounds of his matzahs. That's worth, a nice few dollars. So I'm just gonna keep it. So he tells them, now listen to what he says. Okay, here's a case where you know someone owes you money, and you're having in possession something of his. Al taimru, hayil biyadeinu rezaknu, since we have it in our possession, v'loy nediyim klal, and we don't have to tell them. We don't have to let them know. See, he says, don't do it. Shaharei bebrochas davhei basagang benoy v'tamaton. V'alkorcha zel mishum shaloy hadiyah la'oris. You see, this says, that Gemara and Daf Hey is because he didn't tell the Oris. He's saying that the Bosa Gamba Ganaiv is because he didn't tell him. He just did a Gedeva secretly, and it's a Tamatoim, and so Lamaisa, that it helps to limit the Mordechai's, damage, his limit on Oven Eshtinu L'Nashe, and therefore it's Aser. Ravadi Yosef in the Yabia Eimer Chelik Vav Simen Aleph in the Chesh Mishpah section is Mekel like this. That's how I found the Sivis. I'm not a Boki in the Sivis of Savoy's. I'm not Boki in anything in the Sivis, certainly not. So he brings it. He also brings that the Rav Pa'alim in a tshuva, passes this way. Also, the Rav Pa'alim is in Chelek Gimel, Chayshimishpat Simen Hei, that he's saying it even like the Mordechai, that the whole problem here is that you're doing it through a geneva. The Rav Palam says, if you can go to Bezdin, go to Bezdin. If someone doesn't listen to Bezdin, then he's a Gavri Elaim, so then you could take it. And once you take it, you should let him know that you took it. So basically what I'm telling you is, we have here the Mordechai Rivash, the Mordechai is a Chumra, and we have the Sma, who says, B'lay Hakah is Aser, B'lay Hakah is Mutter, and these other Paiskim, the Sidis, and the later Paiskim, the Rav Palam, and the Bavadi, Yosef, who Paskin, that you're allowed to do it, and you have to be Medea him, you have to let him know that I have your thing. Sometimes you don't tell him how you got it. You have a way to get things of his. You don't necessarily have to tell him how, but you tell him that I was typhus, something of yours, and then it's mutter. So this is what comes out in this machloikis to Rivash and the Mordechai. You always have a tziruf of the Rivash Shita who says beferish, you don't need a chepetz mavora.
So.
We probably could, but even if we can't, Rav Avadya could. And we have somebody who learned it from there. It's Nesivus' will, and it wasn't something he wrote, he said as he was dying. It's something that he planned that well. What?
But he was a pretty rich person. He funded the
compared to the Ksais, I don't think he was wealthy, but he, compared to the Ksais, it's true. The legend is that the Nesivus paid for the printing of the Ktsais of Meshavim Nesivus. The Ktsais and Nesivus were contemporaries. The Ktsais published first, so Nesivus got to see the Ktsais. It's always good to have the last word. So he was my other Ktsais. The Ktsais wrote a Meshavim Nesivus. The Ktsais was famously a poor person in a small town. He was a Rav. Nesivus was a Rav in Lisa, in a big town. So the story is that the Nesivus paid for the printing of the Meshavim Nesivus, which of course only improved the people's awareness of the Nesivus itself, and
it's
in this way.
It's a shadow of Geneva over here, right? If you go the wrong way.
Well, it's not so much. See, it's funny. That's part of the Shach's Taina. The Shach on the Marshal is very machmir. Marshal says that you can't grab people's things. He's very machmir on Shtidl and Afshe. The Shach says, I don't understand. What kind of Geneva? If you're comfortable that you're entitled to it, so what Aveira is it? The Shach writes a Lashon, and Mashal, there has to be an Aveira in the Torah that I'm being over. If I know he owes me money, and I really know, not because I have a Chiddush, he owes me money. He's my tenant, he hasn't paid rent. I know he owes me money. So what Aveira could it be? Like, how is it Geneva? So you say, Vosagam v'Geneva tamatoim. In other words, it's not a good thing to have the taste of Geneva. All
right?
Bachayv has idiot. Mina Torah, Bachayv is Beinonis. Midrabanan, he has to pay Shleitin al-Delas. But you do tfisa, you take tfisa. If he wants to switch it for something else, we can discuss it. But
more on that pay with Rabunis. Interpersonally, it's one thing to go with somebody and say the reason he's suffering or having an accident is because he
didn't have heirs. If you're definitely l'shem shamayim, it's very, very difficult to very, very difficult to say that. How do you know? By Rabuna, it was a not natural thing. All his barrels should turn. I don't know. We're taught that we have to say to ourselves the reason we're suffering is we didn't have air. That the other guy suffering didn't have air. That's easy. Usually it ends up with, and if you give me a donation, we'll get rid of the.
What's the status of the object that he grabs? Is it his object? The guy gives him back the money. No, if every place I want it,
it's an interesting question. If you grab an object, does you have to give him the chance to be paid it, so to speak? I don't know. I don't know.
Is that the reason why we're Medea? Isn't that the reason we're Medea? Why are we Medea? If we grab it.
It sounds like they're saying, because it's Basagabagadoiva Tamatoim, If you do a secret gedeva, that's pasuk gavi, you're like a ganev. But if you go over to him and you tell him, I took his yomi money. So it sounds like it's a midas type of thing. There's such a gemara in Bava Kamma also. The gemara says, I think it's a ben bagbag gemara. And the gemara there says, I think I copied down the lashon of the gemara. Yeah, he says, ben bagbag says, al tikonis l'chotze chaverta, chavertecha, lita l'shalcha, shema tira olav kiganiv. Now, don't go in. You look like a ma'aseh ganav. You're sneaking into his property to take his thing. We're not talking about alva. Ela shvara shina v'emaloi shaliani daitel. Punch him in the face, that's better. And tell him that shaliani daitel. Now, the Pesachim don't bring that Gemara ben bag. The Teres Chaim, there on the Gemara, says, Eitzatayva. He's not telling you it's usur. You're allowed to go into someone else's property to take your thing. But it's not a good thing. It's Eitzatayva. Don't behave in the manner of a ganev, and better confront him and do it in that way. Let's see the Pesachei Tshuva. First Pesachei Tshuva Aleph and Beis. Pesachei Tshuva Aleph. We're talking. So what do we walk away with? We walked away with that you're allowed to do dina l'nafshei. You have to be able to prove it in Bezdin or create a migul for yourself. And outside of a chayv, if he owes you money, you can't take his mashkin. On that, this Pesachei Tshuva Aleph, he brings a chiddush of the Shar Mishpat. Kasev Yishar Mishpat, Nira. Im kaifer loy chayvay. Now sometimes you have someone say, I know I owe you money, but I'm not paying you. Or he says he doesn't have money to pay you. But what happens if kaifer loy chayvay? He denies that you ever lent him money. Rishus biyadei lamashkan leishalei beedim kdei sheyenemam b'migul. The Shar Mishpat says, even by a chayiv, you're allowed to take a mashkin to create for yourself and their manas with a migul. The light hafasti with a migul I didn't grab. The hadas lamashkan le baatzmai haynu heches yoch lamashkan le alpi bezdin. The Shar Mishpat learned the chumish this way. Hatavei abeis elavir avaytai ella. The pasuk says, you go to Bezdin. Bezdin will go into his house, and Tamei Bechutza, whenever Lo Shakra, you'll stand outside. Bechutz Tamei, the Hu Yavi Alecha. So you go to Bezdin, they'll make him give you a mashkin. So to Shara Mishpat Echidish. That's if you can prove it in Bezdin. If you can't prove it in Bezdin, Kai Gavdod Lo Yuchal Ligavis Vano Yadei Bezdin, Yogar Tavse Ba'atz, where you can move on the Kaman Tzadik Zayin Siv Tezvav, Li Yishliach Bezdin, Li Kanis Lebeisai. Well, there it doesn't say he could go. It says Shliach Bezdin could go into his house to be a Mamashkanai. See, he's saying a chiddush, Raya Gadol is a Samachal Zimbab, Imloy Matzadayin Shreitz Ladayne Hashamay. So he's saying that you're allowed to go into his house if you have no other way of proving it. Ulam Besefik says a chayshim besimin zed, so cut an olive, and also besimin tzadik zayin, chaychich lasar. He says he can't go into his house. Bezdin could go take a mashkin that kavanas l'shamayim ain't rishon v'layata. Shem hefsin mama l'shar lavar al divrei Torah. Mokim yomali chesar and kisim mokim mitzvah. What he's saying, the lemaisir k'tzais answers when it's a chayiv, he answers going into the other person's house even though you have no other recourse. So Hamokim Yamalech Hisraincha. The Gemara says if someone loses money, you should tell him Hamokim Yamalech Hisrain. So the Maisa of Achleik is the Ktzais Shar Mishpat and Shalav Vinisa Dei Reisa. But still, you have to be Machmer. You have to be Machmer.
And you can use the Maisa. You have to hold on to the Maisa, and then you're hoping that the guy you took it from
so now. Once this man Pirayim comes, you're allowed to use a man. You're allowed to be good to be able to mashkin. Yeah. Now I'll explain a little about the mashkin and why I'd like. To, hopefully, I'll get to explain the mashkin. Yeah. Can you hire someone else to do it? So. A lot of times, I'm not good at sneaking in the other guy's house, I get a buddy who's big and strong, and he'll go in. Well, Ada Rabba, I get the guy's cleaning lady to, you know, next time you're stealing anyway, steal a little extra for me. Like, it'll be... So look at the Shulchan Aruch. It's a good question. The Shulchan Aruch says, V'daf kuhu ba'atzmai. How do I find it? Right after it says HaMordechai. Right after the parentheses. Mordechai v'dubukiyas b'ahamiyah. So you're allowed to have a yid do it for you, but you can't do it al yedei goy. Al yedei goy means calling the police, pashtus. If he already did it by calling the police, so imloi hayyachol lahatzil shaloi binyan acher mashasi yasi. If you couldn't do it. Shaloi b'inyan acher. It's funny language, but if you couldn't do it any other way, masha asi asim. But that's what he says. What? If only by halvah. So it sounds like the Yisrael's mutta. That's what it seems. That ayde akum is aser and ayde Yisrael shul sham kamaisai. So a person's allowed. What? Why is he allowed to believe him? Well, the Pashtus he's talking Yochel Levar, it's Yochel Levar, but it's a good question. I was allowed to believe him. I guess he would have to be someone who knows. Although you're right, otherwise he's setting himself up for liability. Right? The guy tells him go steal it, and he'll turn around. What? All right. There is. So in the Bavakah Shechav Lachrini, it's Aser, right? It's Aser. We don't say it's a sugim of Metzia that if he makes your shliach, it's machlek. It's actually, I think Rashi and Taisus there. If shlichus helps by Chav Lachrini, or if the Gemara says that paying him helps. Yad Poyok, Yad Rabbi, it helps. The Machlekes think Rashi and Taisus of Shlichus helps. Now, as far as I know, the only place the Ktsais Paskins Alpi Zayar is Ktsais Aleph here. It's an unusual thing. The Shulchan Aruch says, and all the Rishonim say, that see, I brought the Lashon and the Zayar. Everyone says that except for a chayiv, where there's a gzeres hakasav, you're allowed to take. But okay, we'll see what the Hulasir Chacham Shlomi also. I didn't bring lashon. Okay, anyway, the he brings here a zayar in Ktsais Aleph. He talks about what we just spoke about. So it's a little long. Pischei Tshuva Beis brings it b'kitzer. So let's go to Pischei Tshuva Beis. He brings the end of this ktsais. Pischei Tshuva Beis says, the Shulchan Aruch said, Rama said, Kvar Eslei B'Pikadon. If you already have something of his that's your Pikadon, then you're allowed to hold on to it. So going to Pischei Tshuva Beis, who brings the ktsais. Ktsais HaKhaishin, I'm Ktsais HaKhaishin. Shekasav de Medivrei Hazoyar, Parshas Bamidba Mavur, Al filu bipikadain isu gamala akvai. It's worse than a halva. Leisavia base alive that vaita. You can't go to his possession. The pikadain, you already have the pikadain in your hand. He said isu gamala akvai misayim lechem bal nefesh yarchik mize. So I'm going to see the end of his shemunim. The lashon of the zayar is not a chesha mishpat lashon. Isaiah says, every night you give your neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a pekadon. Mm-hmm. Right? You say, B'yotcha afkadruchi. So you give a pekadon to God. So now you're saying, I have a pekadon from someone, I have a right to hold on to it. Isaiah says, every morning, Hashem says, should I give it back? This guy doesn't really deserve it. But we'll have Rachmanis, we'll give it to him anyway. So Isaiah says, that if God is saying, I'm going to return your pekudin, even though you don't deserve it, so you should return people's pekudin even though they don't deserve it. Well, then there's no shaila, you have to give the extra. Then there's no question, yeah. That's for sure. The Ramah says you're allowed to, and the Ktsai says, Al Pizaya, you're not allowed to. Not more. No, if you,
so in general, when you take more than the value,
if he gives it willingly, if he gives it willingly, you could. And if and if not, no. The question is this: I want to ask you a question. Let's say I'll tell you there's a difference if you got the pekudin before the halva, or you got the pekudin after the halva. Let's say I'll tell you, let me mechalik. In one case, it's you're allowed to grab it. In one case, one is not a mashkin, pekudin. You gave something to watch before the halva, and one you got the pekudin after the halva. If one of them is mutter and one is asa, which one would you think logically should be more mutter? Huh? What? I thought everyone would say what I'm thinking. I'm thinking. After the halva, when I take the pekudin, I have it in mind. You know, like some people are saying before. Look at the Pesach Teshuva, the second half of the Pesach Teshuva. He says, he brings the Ktsais. Then he says, I am b'sefer Birkei Yosef, that's the Chida, shekasev haramani pano. Now, haramani pano was a mekubal, so he can touch up a zayar. So haramani pano says, v'hagog savyad, b'sefer hazayar, v'chalik b'zeh. Bein, im kodim pekodin achar kachal veyu, u bein im kodim chayiv lepikodin, which is which? Dim kodim pekodin lechayiv mutar la'akfay. If the pekudin was before the chayiv, it's more mutter to hold on to it. That means he gave you the pekudin and you intended to return it right away. He gave the pekudin first, and then the chayiv, then you're allowed to hold it. But if the chayiv was first, the pekudin was second, that's worse. Personally, I find that, I would think the opposite.
When you gave him the halva, you already had in mind, but anyway, you have the pekudin again.
That's mashkel.
A lawyer wasn't. It's not a good idea for a lawyer, but to give a pekudin after he owes money.
It's not so common.
It's not
so common.
He's an honest person.
Unless his wife gave him the pekudin.
Does the zayar come out with chumra or lekula in our case?
The zayar says you should always. You shouldn't grab a pekudin. It's a chumra. You should never grab pektainis because you don't want God to grab your pekudin.
That's the story.
I think Rabbi thought that we, if there's a zohar that's a chumra, we
can
take.
We're not paskening al pi kabbalah here.
Right.
We have a nigla sefer, the ktsais that's paskening. It's highly unusual, but you're right. When you have, you mean we have teres and nigla against teres and nista. Yeah, I hear it's a chumra.
The ramakana is going to shita zohar, so parallels what happened by you. You don't give
the Neshama
and then do it
on Be'er
while you're
sleeping. You do the Aveir first, they give it. Okay, we're using alumnus and desire. Are you right?
Was the Ramah Mipano a real Makobo?
I never fahered him, but he has a reputation.
Because he was clean shaven.
You're such an expert in Jewish history. Ramah Mipano shaved. It's one in. That's 20 years ago. But the Ramah Mipano, for some reason, I don't know if he used the shaver or he used powder, but he didn't have a beard. And it's one of the rayas they have. Some seven and tshuva says you can't bring rayas in Ramah Mipano. Mekubalim could have many reasons for what they do, and you never know. But what you're saying is true. What? How? Oh, I mean, their difference of opinion. I guess some sefer brings, they told him that the Ramah Mipano didn't shave. So it's a raya that api kabbalah you don't have to. And the Rashi in Gemara. Gemara says, "Ketal chermon shiara haritzion." It says that the Shemen HaMishka stayed in Aaron's beard his whole life, and the lashon of the pasuk. because Shiur al Pimi Daisav, the Gemara says that it moved up in his beard. Rashi says every time he trimmed his beard, it moved up. So Rashi and Zapashis that Aaron HaKohen trimmed his beard. So the Babish Rebbe has a lot of terutzim on this, because the Babish says you know how to trim your beard, and Isaiah says you shouldn't even put your hand in your beard. So Barashi says, so he says first of all it's not a Gemara, it's a Rashi. So it could be it's a machloikis niglanis, but okay. But anyway, that's all on the side. This is the din of the Kadin. I don't even know what to tell people. Oh, the Chachma Shleima says the other way around. The Chachma Shleima Taka says Vakeret. That it's better if the Pekudin came later, not early. The Chachma Shleima brings the Zayir as well. Starts Ayin B'Ktzai Shekasa Philip Pekudin Shbiyadus L'Akim Hu Al Pidasa Zayir HaKadosh Ve'Vismach L'Zeh B'Divrei HaRitvah Tzechetzu HaRitvah. And he says, the Gemara says B'Ferish that it's Mutter. He says, where you pass from a Zayir? So at the end, he writes to make a Chilak. On the page, it's five lines at the bottom. Says if the chayv was first, and when you got to pekadin, you're thinking, I wouldn't watch this guy's stuff, but it's a harama. I'm going to get it as a pekadin, and my male will have a mashkin. Why do we have to turn it? So he says the other way around. He says that if the chayv was first, and then you got the pekadin, that then you're allowed to keep it. So the Gemara is not a steerer to the Zayar, because it depends what the case was. That's what he's saying. But he's Taka says it the other way around. So now you have two versions of when it's mutter and when it's aser. Lamaisa, I don't know what to do. You have a pekadin. It's a Zayar, what are you going to do? Yeah. I think in the yeshiva world we say that he was a gainailam, and that's why he was a scabble. And so others say they're all the kind. They're probably both true. But the fact of the matter, he should michael me, most machleik ktsais nesivus, we pass like nesivus. Because the ktsais often says not like rishayim. He often says, any kedai to argue, and then he argues. And typically at the very end, he says, Akach Mitzasi, it's very often Rabbeinu Avigdor for some reason. From Akach Mitzasi, Rabbeinu Avigdor that says like me. Yeah, there's a lot of chidushin. Bach Hashal, Ksais Nesivis, that's Chayshim Mishra. Okay, let's sum up. We're getting still digressed. Let's sum up what we learned today. We learned that Oven Ishtila Nafshe is Mutter, only we could prove it to Bezdin, but it's enough to create a Migu, that's also enough to prove it to Bezdin. And you're allowed to go and take something that's owed to you if you're confident that it's truly, that you're confident you can stand in front of the Kisei Agavit and that it is. The exception is taking a chayv. Taking a chayv is also, Shar Mishpat says, if you have no recourse, you're allowed to, but the Pashtus is not that way, that a chayv is always also to take. And the Pekadin, so we have here the Sichsuch of the Ktsais. As far as hitting people, today it's not a good idea to hit anybody, even if it's mutapi halacha. They'll call the cops on you, or you're going to hit somebody, and you're going to end up... So it's not so much of an afkamina lamaisa as far as hitting somebody. But if someone owes you money, you're allowed to take. Now, there is one other exception in Sadik Zion. If someone owes you money for a chayv, and you know he doesn't have the money, so you're not allowed to take from him. There's a din of misadrin lebal chayv. So here, let me tell you where it's a little confusing to me. There's a din of misadrin lebal chayv. Someone owes you money. So you say, look, he owes me money. He says, isn't that money? He's got a nice fancy car. Let him sell his car. Let him sell his couch. So misadrin lebal chayv means you have a right to do that. Except misadrin, we're misadr for him. We give him a certain number of days of food to hold on to. 30 days worth of clothing, his clay umnis, anything he needs for parnasa, we don't take away from him, so he can have a parnasa. So there's a din of misajim lebachayv. The din of misavjon l'bachay, by the way, is brought b'kitzer in the Shulchan Aruch Harav's Chelek Chayshem Mishpat. The Shulchan Aruch Harav has a section of Chayshem Mishpat, which is it's a very good thing in the sense that it's the lamaisa parts of Chayshem Mishpat. There's a pirish called Emes Liak. It was printed because when you learn the Shulchan Harav, you don't know what's his opinion, what's a machlaikis. So there's a Chayshem Mishpat. Shulchan Harav printed with the notes with the Emes, a pirish called Emes Liakim, not from Yaakov Kamenetsky, Emes Liakim, which brings when the Achalukei Deis. It's a good thing to learn. There he has the Kitzur rules of a Mesajon Labachayv. I asked Rav Palm if it applies Bizman Azeh. What I mean is this: Bizman Azeh, what is Mesajon Labachayv? We leave to a person his essential items that he needs. So that we leave for him. Essential items in life has changed dramatically from 2,000 years ago till today. Do you say the stam das of a person who borrows money is that someone who borrows money has he willing to pay from his extravagant items that he holds, that he has? But do you say today that a person means to give away his dining room set and he'll get a folding table with chairs? Do you say today that that's sort of the stam das of a person? Shulchan Aruch, it says that way. So I wondered about it. And Rav Palm told me that what says Klor and Shulchan Aruch, you have to have rayas to change. You can't change. This is an ongoing issue in many areas of Chayshem Mishpat, where one of them, it's the only one that I think I'm right in the sense the following: when you find money in the street and you know a Jew lost it, but there's no simon, so the halachi is that Hariel Shalai, I Yishlai Midas, he doesn't know he dropped it. The answer is that Ovid Inish Lamashish Mikisei B'chol Shah. People check. When you have money in your pocket, Ovid Inish Lamashish Mikisei B'chol Shah. So I'm in Yeshiva. Yeshiva, it's all Jews. Right? It's not Rav Akum, it's Rav Yehuda. So I see a nickel on the floor. So I pick up the nickel. So Shulchan Aruch says, I could keep it. Why can't I keep it? The person is Miayish. Maybe it's Yishlai Midas. How do I know it's Miayish? No, people notice that they drop a nickel. People know they drop a nickel today's day and age. People notice. I would say a penny, but there are no more pennies, right? So do people notice if they drop a nickel? Like, I would think today it's a problem. I if I see a nickel on the floor, I won't pick it up because I just make trouble for myself. I mean, I have to do Yehimunach Hashiyav Eliyo. Now, if I have to, I have to. But if Shulchan Aruch says that Ovid Inish Mashu Shikisai, I don't know how to deal with it. Rav Palm said, if it says, then in Shulchan Aruch you have to prove that things were nishtana. You can't just on your own say it. But it seems to me, maybe Rav Palm's generation notice everything that they drop, every nickel they drop. I don't know. But in our generation, the boys today, it's easy come, easy go. You know, $20 bills, you wonder if they notice. It's a camp. Unbelievable. The first summer I went as Rav in camp, it's 10 years ago, I made a list of the most common shilas. Now, by far and away, there's one shila that comes up much more than anything else. A boy comes to me, I found money. I don't mean a nickel or a dime. I found money, real money. Found $10, $20, and one time $50. He comes to me, the boys come to me. Boys run around camp with money. And they're not even Mamasha Shrikisa, they drop it all over the place. So it's a very, today people just don't seem to notice. I don't say they notice the $50 bill, but they don't notice. So, if the year, so I'll tell you, I had this shaila. Sometimes a boy finds money and he hangs up a sign. He comes to me. So I tell him, didn't you learn Engel Metzias? What's the din, Mois Mefuzarin? Oh, why don't you know? What's the din? So, Tarei Shalai. Someone else claims it. So it says in Shulchan Aruch if you believe the person, you should give it back. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, even though min hadin you're allowed to keep it, but if you believe the person, you should give it back to him. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. I'm always not sure what to do if it's a katan. If the boy is under bar mitzvah, he comes over to me, he says, I found the $10. The din of an aveda that a child finds is that min ha-Torah it's still hefker, min rabbanan al shomai is it belongs to his father. Can I tell the child, if you believe him, you give it back to him? It's his father's money, and mikra din it's his. And can you trust the child to believe? I don't know. And I don't know. I never know what to do when the child's like, when it's a cotton. I don't know. You know, someone else said he found it in the bunk. Only 15 people in the bunk, and one of them is going around saying, "I lost the $20 bill." So it must be his. Mikra, then you don't have to give it back because people are miayish if they lose money that has no simon. I tell a cotton that I'll tithe, you should give it back. Maybe it's an umdin or the parent would be happy. I don't know. It's good to teach them, but not with the father's money. It's good to teach them the Lufthim Shura Sadin. My shaila is, if I'm allowed, it's somebody else's money. Midrabanan, the Rabbanan said, the cotton really, if you give a gift to a cotton, so that's a cheres maknala, it's his min ha-Torah. If he picks up a davar hefker, like in shul, there's a difference between candy from the candy man and candy from an oifruf. The candy man gives him candy, it's the child's, because das acheras maknalai. When they throw bags, the person throwing the bag doesn't know who's going to get it. When he picks up that bag, it belongs to his father because of the takana drabanan by a mitzia. That seems to be the difference. But the drabanan, it's geneva to take it from him. It's geneva neidak shalom, but it's still geneva. In where? I don't know what he would have said. People ask me what Rav Palma said. I said, if I could tell you what he would have said, I'd be Rav Palma. He was alive. I said, let's ask him. I didn't figure out what he would have said. It surprised me a lot of times.
They say there's a nice, I think it's a guy Moses that he found money, and a man next to him said, I saw him draft it. And you can make a kiddush Hashem by giving the money back. So Chaim Moses said to him, I'll loan you the money, you go give it to him.
I heard this from Chaim Zonenfeld. Chaim Zonenfeld. Yeah, Chaim Zonenfeld. That he found a Napoleon, they say, a gold Napoleon. And he said, do it out of Chumrah. He said, I'll give it to you. You,
right.
Yeah.
So what do you
know? Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. It does say in Halacha that if the person who found it is an Ani and the one who lost is an Ashir, that he should not do lifting the shoes head in. Maybe. Rabbi Chaim Zonenfeld, by the stories, was certainly an Ani. Okay, we still have left to talk about when you're allowed to go to court. We end up basically of an Ishnil Lanavshe, if you create a mikul, if you do it quietly, with the exceptions of a halvor and perhaps maybe a pekadon, but otherwise you're allowed to grab. The question we still have is when you're allowed to do Dina Lanavshe through a guy, through court, and I guess we'll come back to that.